USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is among those remembering the Battle of Iwo Jima.
And it's an incredibly humbling experience just to walk through that island and walk through the Japanese bunkers and just begin to imagine what hell on earth was like.
Wednesday is the 75th anniversary of the start of that battle, and Army General Mark Milley spoke at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. The top Pentagon spokesman isn't giving much details about the reported resignation of a top policy official. Jonathan Hoffman says President Trump has the right to put together the team he wants.
John had the opportunity to serve in a senior position of the department for 3 years as an appointee of the president, but the president can make a decision to go a different direction.
Those comments as Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood was asked to submit his resignation. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The numbers are out regarding U.S. producer prices, and with the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
U.S. producer prices are rising. The Labor Department saying that the 0.5% increase in the producer price index last month is the biggest since October 2018, and also much higher than what economists were expecting, which was just 0.1%. The price index also rose 2.1% in the 12 months up to January.
Chinese health officials are saying the number of people who recovered from the coronavirus is more than the number of people infected by it for the first time since the outbreak began. There were more than 1,800 patients released from hospitals after surviving the illness yesterday. Officials say it's great news and suggest the aggressive policies China took are starting to pay off. Meanwhile, the folks on that Carnival cruise ship that were flown here on Monday are still being held in quarantine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports a tongue-in-cheek protest involving pigeons.
Fox 5 Las Vegas reporting an anonymous group calling itself PUTIN, Putin, standing for Pigeons United to Interfere Now, released pigeons wearing Make America Great Again hats into downtown Las Vegas. Email received by Fox 5 from the group's apparent leader called Kuhan Luke released the birds purposely on the eve of the Democratic debate set for Las Vegas tonight. The group included video of the pigeons releasing the media alert, one of the pigeons attached with a small orange hairpiece. The group said they were inspired by the 1970s Cold War operation Takana, in which the CIA explored the use of pigeons equipped with tiny cameras to spy on Soviet sites of interest. The group called the pigeon release an aerial protest.
Now, while Democrats are in Las Vegas, President Trump will be about 300 miles down the road in Phoenix, holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. Now, people have been lining up since Tuesday morning to get a great spot to see the president, including this man who's dressed up at the front of the line like a wall.
I actually picked this up because I wanted to troll leftists when I was flying through D.C. last year, and so I had the suit on hand, and it's coming very handy at rallies.
That audio courtesy of CBS 5 in Phoenix, Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.